All right, Sherman, Cyril. Today is Monday afternoon by 12 o'clock, June 21st. Years flying by, flying by. When you get old, that's what happens. Days go past pretty quick. I want to first say happy Father's Day to any of the fathers that's listening right now. Happy belated Father's Day to any of the fathers that may be listening right now. So happy belated Father's Day. I also wanted to give a shout out to my guy. He used to go out with my stepdaughter, Devin Booker, who plays for the Phoenix Suns, who had a history-breaking game last night. Devin's a good guy. So I wanted to say congratulations to him. So that's what that is. So, all right. I also wanted to shout out, we get a lot of country. We had Ecuador actually download a podcast, which was, I don't even know where Ecuador is at. But thanks for listening and supporting the podcast and things that may be of interest to you. So I definitely want to say thanks for that. I'm very appreciative of it. I would have never thought people would want to take the time to listen to what I have to say, but I guess they do. I get a lot of listens and downloads. It's pretty exciting. Motivates me to keep doing the best job that I can do. So, with that being said, one of the things that I want to discuss today in this podcast that's been on my mind a little bit is that we have a tendency. I've been in personal training, probably on my own studio for about 20, I think 25 years or so. Been in the gym business about 30 years. And we always get from clients. You and your wife, y'all must have something special that makes y'all want to eat right and work out and be in shape. And first off, everything that we do in life is met with choices. You have a choice to eat good, you have a choice to eat bad. If you're choosing to eat bad, take ownership of that and realize that that's what your choice is. So we're no different than anybody else. We just make the choices that are conducive to what we're trying to do in life. I like working out. I like when I feel healthy. I like eating clean. Those are things that I've liked for 30 years. So it's a habit to me. So what I wanted to talk about is my love for the gym, for the fitness industry as a whole, which started out as a love for the gym. I remember going to a hardware store back November 1st, 1990. I had just moved to a new suburb, University Park. So I was going, and on this little road that I was going to the hardware store, there was two things. There was a gym and there was a hardware store. Nothing else on that road. So I decided to just stop into the gym and just see what was what. So I stopped into the gym, and it gave me a feeling of something I had never in my life felt before. Like, this is where you belong. This is your home. It was just a very, very never before felt, never before then or since then, that this is what you should do. Because I didn't know. I was, young knucklehead from the low end of Inglewood, no direction, no discipline, none of that. I was working a job that I hated. I was drinking, getting high. I just had no direction and no purpose. So walking in there and getting this feeling, I wanted to work there because I really wanted to quit my job. And the owner said, "Hey, look, I can't afford to hire you. I just opened up, and we don't have that kind of money." Name of the place was Bob's Gym. That was Bob. So what I did was I offered to vacuum and clean up the gym after hours. I would get off work at 5. I would work 6 to midnight at the gym. And I did not get paid. I got free membership, which at the time was about $80 a year. So pretty much it was free. And I spent time just vacuuming the gym and wiping down equipment. I just knew that if I could get my foot in the door, then one day things would happen to where I could then now make a living from something that I love to do. Eventually, that's what happened. I'll tell you a story. He had to run an errand. He had to go downtown. And I was the only one there. He told me, he said, I'm going to leave. Don't try to sign anybody up. Don't try to accept any money. Just tell them to come back. And, I'll be here later and then I'll do it. I said, okay, no problem. In the meantime, in the back of my mind, I'm going, you must be out your damn mind. I'm signing up everybody that come through this door because I knew it was my one and only opportunity to probably show him that me being here, I can make my paycheck. I can make it worth my while by adding more people, selling more things, and you making more money that you could afford to hire me. So I never had any intentions of not signing up anybody. So he left. Maybe about 5-6 hours later, he came back and there was all this money and checks and paperwork and all this stuff. And he was like, wow, what happened? And I was like, people come into the gym, there ain't nothing else over here, so they're coming into this gym because they want to work out. So it doesn't take rocket science to get them to pay and sign up and get started. So I had sold all this stuff. And then eventually, like I said, he saw that and he made me counter help, which, I had a shift. I came in and I was always one of the best employees that he had, simply because I just loved the business so much. I loved being there so much that it was just second nature to me. So eventually I started working there and then I started working out and I got into bodybuilding. The first show that I did got my ass handed to me big time because I thought, hey, I'm making progress. I'm looking good. Let me go and do the show. Got my ass towed off and handed to me. So at the time, I realized I had a lot more to learn. But working in the gym and becoming a bodybuilder taught me some things that helped me throughout life. It taught me hard work. It taught me goal setting. It taught me discipline. It taught me patience. It taught me so many things that these are lessons that to this day still are evident. I really believe it's only two places that's going to give you the type of discipline you need throughout your life. One is the service, which I couldn't have done. I had a police record, and plus I didn't want to join service. And the other one is bodybuilding. It's the reason that there's 8 billion people and there's maybe only 100 people in the world that are champions. They enter competitions, they compete, and they win. We need to get something understood that because you work out don't mean you're a bodybuilder. You work out, People, you're a bodybuilder because you're building your body. No, you're a bodybuilder when you get your scary ass on stage and put it on the line against other people that are bodybuilders. So let's dispel that myth. That because you work out, you're a bodybuilder. You're not. It's two different worlds. Let's dispel the myth that bodybuilders only get big because they take performance enhancing drugs. That's a myth. Bodybuilders get big because in my lifetime, in 30 years, I may have missed 3 consecutive days from the gym. And that was because I was on my honeymoon. And that was a very long time ago. But the consistency and dedication to eating and training hard and showing up and doing the things that you need to do no matter what is why they make the progress. They learn about their bodies. They push their bodies to the limits and they're consistent. I know people that I started with that no longer lift. So I don't consider those people bodybuilders. I consider them working out for a little while at the gym. Because when you are a bodybuilder, it is something that teaches you lessons for the rest of your life. You take these lessons and you apply. I've applied them to my life as a human being. I've applied them as a father. I've applied them as a business owner. That is the main reason why, really, in honesty, it would be very hard for somebody to defeat me at anything, because I just have the drive, discipline, and patience that they don't possess. They don't possess it. So I will always outwork them because I have those things. And I know that if I set this goal, I remember setting a goal to own my own facility. A lot of people, I would probably say, since I've been in business, I probably helped 20 or more people with advice of starting their own studio, whether they work for me or whether they came to me for advice. Out of that 20, maybe 19 went out of business within 2 years. It's a reason for that. Reason being, it takes more than just money and wanting to do it. You got to put work in, man. You have got to constantly work and perfect it and things like that. And all those lessons that gives me that upper hand on people came through bodybuilding. So when I see people look at a human being like Ronnie Coleman, who I had for a seminar, I've worked in gyms, I've owned gyms, I promoted seminars, I promoted bodybuilding shows, NPC sanctioned shows. I've met some of the greatest bodybuilders, Flex Wheeler, Sean Ray, Vince Taylor, Ronnie Coleman, because I did business with them, Nasser El Sembadi. It is never what they're taking that makes them who they are. It's genetics and it's how they live. These guys will fly 16 hours to another country and get off the plane and go looking for a gym, because that's what they do. So people think it's got to be the drug. Well, you try it. It's definitely not that. Those lessons that I learned was the only thing that I found in my life that took a undisciplined knucklehead, ex-gangbanger that ran the streets and was one of the most violent people you ever wanted to come across, and it turned him into a laser-focused machine that is only intent on doing great things in his life, building a fitness empire, being a good person, being a good father. All those things come from lessons that I got from the gym. So when people say that, it's like the gym has always been my refuge. It's always been my sanctuary. It's always been the place that I can go. That's not going to lie to you. It's never going to lie to you. If you can't lift 315, you're going to get buried. You can't lift it. It's never going to lie to you. It's never going to talk back. It's never going to let you down. If you go in and you treat it with the respect and the lessons that it deserves and that it gave you, it will always reward you. It has rewarded me with, when I was born at 6 weeks old, I had pneumonia. They told me I would never gain any size. Well, if you see me now, I've been as heavy as 275. When I started working out, I was 140 and I was 26 years old. So I was told, you're too old to work out. You'll never be a bodybuilder. You never put on any size. The doctor said, you can't put on any size because your growth was stunted when you developed pneumonia. Well, I've proven all of that wrong with learning how to eat, learning how to train, learning how to have patience, learning how to stick with it. So it's just developed a love that can never, and truly I do, I love the gym to this day, 30 years later. I love the gym as much as I did the first day I walked into one. The lessons that it began to teach me and the opportunity that it presented to me continue to this day. I continue to learn. I continue to see doors opening for me. I it's so much that the sport of bodybuilding and the love of the fitness industry has given me. I really feel if not for that, I'd probably be, if not dead somewhere, Definitely not having the ability to do the things that I choose to do in life right now. And I try to pass that on. Some people think you're crazy because how could you love the gym? The same way Kobe and Michael loved basketball. Other people don't love it like that. They just in it to play it. These guys were in it to be the greatest that they could ever be. I'm into this to be the greatest that I could ever be. There's different ways. It's not, for me, I know I'll never be Mr. Olympia. I'll never climb that high in bodybuilding. Never desire to. What I want to do, I want to change the game. I want to bring respectability to a profession and a sport that has given me so much. It has allowed me to travel the world, meet people, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sly Stallone. It has given me the ability to meet people that I would have never met in any other thing that I did. So I owe it a lot, and I try to pay it back every opportunity, every chance that I get, because it is a love. That's why it's easy for me to fall in love. I haven't competed in years, but I still eat extremely clean. I still do my cardio. I still work out. I'm still in great shape. I'm still 260 pounds at 5'7", because it's a lifestyle that I love. It's not to impress anybody. It's not to compete. It's not to say, "Ooh, look at me." It's because I love how it makes me feel. I love how it makes me look. I love the lessons that it has continued to teach me to this day. So that's why it's simple for me to build a lifestyle that I love around working out. And just like alcoholics find a bar when you go out of town, I find a gym. I've been in every gym in every city, country I've ever been in. I will find a gym. You know, because it is that serious to me. And I'm not saying that everyone has to love it like that, because they don't. If you want to be unhealthy and die from a heart disease, that's on you. I don't give a shit. But it's so many benefits to it that people need to really understand the benefits of it, more so than just people think it's about the vanity. They think it's about how you look. Guys, you know, do one set of bicep curls and put on a super tight medium shirt and walk around the mall. All my shirts are oversized shirts. I've never wore a tight shirt. I don't have to show off that way. My body is built for the stage. You get on stage, we take off our clothes, I'll show you how good I am. So until that, you know, that's just how I feel about it. I've always loved it, always will, to the day I die. I will always work out to the day I die. So you should try to really learn and understand and look at it for the different purposes of just vanity. Yes, it does get you looking better. But also it has so many health benefits. It has so many mental benefits. It has so many things that it can give you if you take the time to really appreciate it for more than just vanity. So that's why I do it. I absolutely love everything about it. So until next time, this is your man, Sir Earl, checking out of here, and I'll catch you folks next week. All right, peace.